It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Fairy House Sunday Market, Ireland's favourite Sunday market. Established over 30 years ago, it's been a go-to for people from near and far ever since. At Fairy House Sunday Market, you will find literally anything you're looking for. Workwear, sportswear, pillows, bed linen, kitchenware, plants and shrubs, power tools, hand tools, fishing tackle. In fact, I can nearly guarantee you that if you visit Fairy House Market, you will definitely not come home empty-handed. You will buy something because there's such an amazing variety. And you can make it a day out for the whole family. Fairy House features excellent toilet facilities, playground for the little ones, hot food, tea and coffee. Now, I visited the market recently and spoke to a number of traders, including this man, Angle, who just loves making coffee every week at Fairy House Sunday Market.
My name is Jon Angle. It's coming for Barista Angel, the art of coffee. It's coming Angel from my name, which is Angle.
What makes your coffee so popular?
Well, I say the coffee is good. It's all Arabica. I use very, very good coffee, which is growing above the sea 1,200, 1,600 meters. Passion and love as well in every single cup. It's what they get, and everybody coming here, look at this, how beautiful it is. Delicious and smooth and so on. Also, the attitude of serving coffee, it's my passion. I love it. I love it every single cup I make. I'm not joking at all.
And that was a lovely man called Angle, and there was always a queue at his stand selling coffee every single Sunday at Fairy House Sunday Market. Pop along and tell them the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop by. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Should your Instagram pregnancy announcement come with a trigger warning? Should we even be announcing our pregnancies online? Well, in a new book called Friendaholic, blogger Elizabeth Day introduces the idea of pregnancy privilege and discusses why posting images of an ultrasound announcing your pregnancy on Instagram or Facebook can actually be an incredibly triggering moment for other women. So, for example, for the last 5 years, Amanda and her husband have been trying for a baby. They've got heartbreakingly close, with two failed rounds of IVF and one round that resulted in a pregnancy, which devastatingly ended just a few days before the second trimester. She said that she finds baby scan pictures especially triggering online and has asked social media users, especially women, to think twice before doing it. And that's what we want to talk about. Is it triggering for...
it is. That's not a question. It is triggering.
Well, no...
No, but that's not a question.
Is it triggering for everybody?
It is.
No, it is for this lady.
No, I think it's triggering.
No, it is for this lady.
I think it would be triggering for anybody who's had a miscarriage. I feel that I'm probably going to be alone. Well, maybe I'm not going to be alone on this opinion. And I firmly believe, well, two things first of all. Now, the first thing isn't really related to the topic. I think it's tacky. Anyway, I think it's tacky.
What's tacky about it?
I just think it's tacky to put up a photograph of a baby scan photograph on social media. First of all, you know, whatever about putting a photograph of your baby up, people can go, oh, your baby's... No one's ever going to say, oh, by the way, that fetus in the womb is really cute. That should be just kept for you.
Why? I don't get that.
I think it's tacky.
It's the first photograph, if you like, that you get of your baby.
Yeah, there's some things that don't belong on social media, and that's one of them, okay? And I'm not going to back down on that. I just don't believe baby scan photographs belong on social media. Secondly...
I want you to explain why.
I don't have to. I just think they're tacky. I think it's tacky. There's no need for it.
Okay, so is it okay to put up a photograph of your newborn baby?
Yeah, that's different.
How is it different?
It's different. It's not a
this
scan.
This is just an earlier picture.
No, but scan. Nobody wants to see a scan. Nobody
says
actually,
who?
Nobody wants. Nobody has ever gone, oh, I want to see a scan of the baby. The only people that care about the baby scan is you guys. It's just you, okay? Nobody else. So that's the first thing. I think it is tacky to put that up, okay? And the second part of this is that it is triggering. Now, touch wood, we, myself and my wife, have never been in a situation where we've had a miscarriage or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
or pregnancy issues or anything like that. But I would imagine if you are a woman that has miscarried, or if you're someone who is trying to have a baby, like, first of all, I'm going to throw the question back at you, Adrian. Why put up a scan?
Why not?
No, why? No, I'm asking. Don't,
you can ask that about anything. No, why put up any photograph?
Don't answer a question with a...
Why put up any photograph?
Don't answer a question
with a question. Because you're sharing your good news. Yeah?
But you could just say I'm pregnant.
No, you're sharing your good news, and the miracle of modern technology, you can already see a photograph of your baby.
Yeah, no, we got them. We paid for them. Got them for 3D scans.
Yeah, brilliant.
We never put them up. Well, for a start, on our second pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
I knew that two of my Facebook friends had recently miscarried because I'd seen them putting up Miscarriage Awareness Month and stuff, like, you know, that stuff. So I knew. So what?
Okay, so you made a conscious decision.
Yeah, because I have a heart. So
is that what you're saying? So anybody then who
they just need to
publishes a photograph of their baby scan hasn't got a heart?
I think you just need to think a bit more. Think a bit more because, okay, the chances are, if you put it up on Instagram or Facebook or whatever the case may be, not the chances are. It's a definite. It's a definite that one of your female friends has miscarried. Because miscarriages, what is it?
One
in three or one in four women miscarry. So there's a chance. No, it's not a chance. There's a certainty that some of your friends have miscarried. And just think about how that would make them feel. I just think it's triggering.
I just got a message, and it's a screenshot of a photograph. And it says, your triggers are your responsibility. It isn't the world's obligation to tiptoe around you. In other words, sorry for your trouble, sorry for your loss, but life does go on,
yes,
I'm afraid.
For some things I think that does apply, like, you know, don't put photographs up of the many presents your kids got for Christmas because the kid down the road may have got the same. That's completely different. We're talking about a very, very emotive thing. And I bet you that came from a man, did it?
The picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course it did. Because you don't know what it's
like.
Well,
obviously a man does know if his partner has miscarried a child. Of course he would know.
But he's a man. He's a man. Okay, so just sit down there, okay? The point I'm trying to make, have you ever spoken to a woman who's miscarried? Have you ever seen one?
I have.
I remember we were in the hospital one day for a routine scan, and a woman had come out of the room and was in the waiting room with us as well, and she was inconsolable. Having just been told, and I just imagine her going home, going onto Facebook, and seeing a baby scan photograph. It's triggering. There's no need for it. There's absolutely, in this day and age, there's no need for it. If somebody wants to see what the fetus looks like, which, by the way, no one has ever, bar grandparents, no one ever asks when they hear you're pregnant. Oh, can I see the scan? They don't care.
Says you. I believe people do care.
Who cares?
And anyway, it's only a photograph. As we said, what's the difference between a photograph of a scan and a newborn baby? Everybody puts up a photograph of their newborn baby. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people do. Yeah. What's the difference?
I think there's a slight difference because the scan will bring back a memory of, I don't know, I'm not a woman, but I'm just saying, have a heart. Use a bit of cop-on. People need to use cop-on. Okay, they need to use cop on when they're talking about stuff like this, and realize that some of your friends. Why would you deliberately want to trigger and upset some of your friends for the sake of getting a few likes on social media? Why would you want to do that?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Emma, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Emma?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks, Emma. What's your view on this? Women particularly should avoid putting baby scan photographs online because it is triggering for some women.
See, I'm very black and white on this. I see both sides. I had two ectopic pregnancies. Now, I have two children, but I had two ectopic pregnancies, so I'm classified as infertile right now. So I remember when, so I had an ectopic pregnancy and then my youngest and then an ectopic pregnancy after that. And I was mindful when I was pregnant on my youngest. There was a friend of mine who I knew was on Facebook, was trying for a baby with her husband for years, IVF, everything. And I was mindful of when I was putting up stuff like, you know, scans and stuff like that. And then I thought, no, I deserve to be able to show this because I had, a loss. You know, I've struggled to get pregnant as well. And then on the other side of it.
Okay, like so you were aware and conscious of the fact that.
But it didn't stop me, though.
Oh, it didn't stop you?
No. I was aware and I was conscious of it. But
okay, so did you post a photograph of a baby scan?
Absolutely.
Okay. And
because what I said on the comment goes both ways. Why should my tragedy or my trigger deflate other people's happiness? The saying goes, why should her trigger or tragedy deflate my happiness? Like when I was pregnant at that time. Do you know what I mean?
Because sometimes it's not all about you and it's not all about me. It's about the other people that you have to think of. And yeah, you may be...
Yeah, but like then think about when I was pregnant on my youngest and what I went through to get pregnant on him. And, you know, I was absolutely thrilled and over the moon. So why shouldn't I? Why should I hide that? But, you know, like that's like saying I walk through Tesco's now, right? And I hear a tiny baby crying. Like I said, I can't have any more children. That was took away from me. I walk through Tesco's and I hear a tiny baby crying. That's like a kick in the stomach. Should I tell the mother to leave the shop? No, absolutely not.
No, that's...
Like, that's my trigger.
Okay, but that's completely different.
It's not completely different.
It's not. How is it
completely different?
Thing.
It's not.
Because you can't tell people how to behave in a public place. But what I'm saying is, if you know there's a chance that one of your female followers on social media has had a miscarriage.
Loads of them have. Yeah. Absolutely loads of them have. But I've lost babies as well. And like that, people are still going to put up scan photos like my friends. And I'm still seeing them. Look, if I'm going to be that triggered, I'll take myself off social media. Like, it's not a case of I'm not happy for them. I'm just sad for me. That's all it is.
Okay, so Jeremy described it as tacky a while ago. Nobody wants to see your baby scan. That's exactly what he said. What do you say to that?
Everyone has their own opinions on it. I mean, a gender reveals I find horrendously tacky. Scan photos, I don't see it as tacky. But that's just how I think. But I think like that, as soon as a woman, maybe it's different for a man, as soon as a woman sees those two lines, you think about where your child is going to school, what room the baby is
absolutely
going to have.
Absolutely, I agree.
Where the cot's going to be. So, no, I don't think a scan is tacky. I think a scan is, oh, my God, here's my baby. You know what I mean?
Okay, Jeremy, there's a lady who posted a scan of her baby. You think what she did was tacky?
I just don't see the point. I don't think anybody wants to see it.
You could argue that for absolutely everything that's posted on social media. Nobody wants to see it.
I know, but...
I don't want to see gender reveals, but people still post that, and I think it's tacky.
Yeah, but my point is, Emma, is that... You wouldn't. If you knew that say for instance 2 days before you went for your baby scan, a friend of yours, a really good friend of yours who you're friends with on Instagram, yeah, she rang you in bits.
Yeah.
I'm just after miscarrying. I've just come out of the hospital, I miscarried. And you went for that scan 2 days later. I don't think you would post a photograph on your social media.
No, I wouldn't.
But why wouldn't you?
No, but hang on. If it was my best friend, you see, you're under the impression that like, oh, now when I said about this girl that was a friend on Facebook who was trying to conceive her husband, she wasn't like, what would you call her, an associate? She was a friend on Facebook. She wasn't a really close friend. Mm. I was conscious of her on Facebook
But it didn't stop you.
No, it wouldn't stop me because she wasn't a close friend.
Okay,
if she was a best friend or something.
Do you think, what do you think of people saying, please don't do it? Please don't do it. It is triggering for so many women who have miscarried or just can't get pregnant.
Then they need to come off social media. Like, I've been on the other side of it where I have a close friend who didn't actually tell me she was pregnant until she was like 3-4 months. And her thing about it was, oh, I didn't know how he'd react. I'm like, I would have been happy for you. Like, I think I was more annoyed at the fact that she didn't tell me. No, like that, she was a close friend. So I do see all sides of it, but I think if people are
But overall, you think it's a nice thing. It's sharing good news. The scan is at a time in your pregnancy when things are looking good. The baby is developing well. You know all of that from a scan.
But she also
and
says
it's just sharing that news.
But she also says she would.
Do you know what? Do you know what it also is as well? And we also need to be mindful of this as well. An awful lot of women keep their pregnancies secret for whatever, 3-4 months, whatever. I think that the whole scan photos, a lot of women share it earlier than the 12 weeks. I think that's a great thing purely because if, God forbid, something was to go wrong, they have the support. I'm glad I told a lot of people on my when I lost my had my ectopic pregnancies. I'm glad I told so many people because I had that support. Had I not told anybody, I wouldn't have had the support I did.
Okay, stay with me for a second if you can, please, Emma. Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. We're talking about sharing baby scans online is extremely triggering for some women who have had difficulty conceiving, who have lost pregnancies as a result of miscarriage. And they just find it incredibly upsetting to see baby scan photographs. A lot of people are saying, just get off social media.
Why should you have to? You shouldn't have to.
But
just be more mindful of what people are doing. As Emma said, she wouldn't do it if she knew a good friend had had a miscarriage 2 days previous. So she understands the hurt.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. Can I ask Emma there? She said that she was annoyed because a friend of hers didn't tell her that she was pregnant earlier, that she was 3 or 4 months before she told you. Wasn't she being mindful of you? Wasn't that a nice thing as well? She was thinking about your feelings.
In one way, but then in another way, I'm kind of like, well, she clearly didn't class me as close a friend as I classed her because...
You can't twist this now because you're
Well, you're not in her head, so you can't say that because you don't know.
Well, I'm just saying what you said. You said that she said she didn't tell you because of what you went through. So,
she didn't know how I'd be.
Yeah, you're saying you'd put pictures up of a scan unless it was a close friend, you wouldn't give a shit about anyone else.
As in, like, I wouldn't wait 3-4 months. If it was a close friend, I would 100% have to tell them at some point.
Thinking of you. They were thinking of you, yet you're saying that you wouldn't care. You just put it up on social media no matter what.
No, I said I put it up on social media
let me ask you, Angela, what is your opinion of people, mostly women, posting scan photographs?
I think it's heartless. As I said in my comment there earlier on, I can remember having an absolute war with Katie one time because I knew people who were putting pictures up of their stillbirth babies, and I don't agree with it, and that's triggering. So is this. If you want to announce that you're pregnant, that's fine. Tell the whole world that you're pregnant. What are you putting baby scans up for? Because a lot of the time, the last picture that somebody who is having a miscarriage will see is a picture of a scan, and that the heartbeat isn't there anymore, and that baby is dead. And that's the triggering. That's what's triggering for a lot of people. And I don't think anyone on here is seeing this. Like, they're all like, oh, just scroll past it. It doesn't matter you've seen it. It doesn't matter. Scroll past it. It's in your head. And if that's 24 hours after you have lost your baby and the last thing you saw was that scan, all scans look the same. They all look the same. You know, it's not like it's a picture of a baby or anything. It's a baby scan. So they all look the same. So she's scrolling through. She's upset. She's sitting down, looking through Facebook, and there's a picture of the scan. Boom. That was the last thing I saw of my baby. Nice, isn't it? That's lovely.
So why should that person's tragedy or trigger deflate someone else's happiness? You don't know what that person got to do to get pregnant
What's the picture got to do with it, Emma?
Well, then they need to remove themselves off social media.
How is not putting a picture up going to ruin your happiness?
But I could say the same. I came out of the early pregnancy unit I had to go back into the hospital the next day to remove my tube and my baby, and I had to walk by pregnant women. And do you know what I mean? Everyone's going to be triggered one way or another.
Answer this question: How, by you not putting up a picture of a baby scan ruining your happiness?
Will I never be able to put one up again?
Hold on, I'm not finished. I have just explained to you how it would trigger someone. Now you tell me how taking that down would ruin someone's happiness.
Because you don't dictate what people put up on their own social media. They're going to put up what they want to put up.
On me.
What makes them happy
on me
in that moment in time.
You're
and then Vanessa just commented and said,
someone,
the picture...
No, hang on, Angela.
Vanessa just commented there and said, that picture is evidence to the person posting that it's real. That is their, that's their baby. That's no different than putting up a photo of an actual, like, what I'm saying is...
a picture to prove that you're not a liar.
No, you're putting up a picture to go, oh my God, that's my baby, like you would if the child was 3 months old.
That's not what you just said.
No, but Angela, the point I've been making is I don't see the difference between a photograph of of a baby scan, which is the first photograph you get of your baby.
Albeit
black and white and you can't make it out and they all look the same and everything else.
Some things are sacred, Adrian. I think that's what I'm just trying to say, Adrian.
That is also the last picture that someone having a miscarriage or a stillbirth could have of their baby.
Yeah, no, I agree.
What would you prefer?
So should people not put pictures of their mother because someone else's mother has passed? That's what that's like saying. That's how ridiculous that sounds.
Oh, come here. You're clutching at straws now, love Emma.
I'm really not. That's how ridiculous that is.
Oh, you are. Oh, you really and truly are.
So, okay.
You know,
I'm really not.
Sure, listen, we'll just ban social media all together so that nobody can put pictures up of anything. Emma.
I think if somebody's going to be triggered, they need to know exactly what you're saying there.
And also, it's nice that your friend thought of you before telling you. And you just didn't give a shit about anyone when you put up your picture.
She didn't say that. No, that's not true.
That's not true. I literally just said I was conscious. No, I didn't. I said I had a friend on social media. Wasn't a close friend. She was just a friend. Well, an associate, if you like. I know her
years. Well, you said you were annoyed. No, hang on.
You're mixing two people up, Angela. If you bother to stop for a minute and actually listen. What I said was the girl who was trying to get pregnant for years, she wasn't like a friend, she was an associate. I know her years. Anyways, I was conscious of posting stuff because of her, but I also didn't stop because she's not that close of a friend. Why should her trigger a tragedy that's like my happiness?
Okay, hearing that this is a trigger for people, Emma, and other things being a trigger for you, you're arguing really that life kind of has to go on regardless.
Of course it does. Absolutely does. Like, I mean, you can't, I mean, look, like I said, when it comes up to my baby's anniversaries, the day I had surgery for both of them, things like that, I take a social media break. My close friends know if they want me, they get me on normal text or phone call. I take a social media break. Because, again, like, I could potentially be triggered by something that somebody puts up. But life goes on. Nobody, like, you can't just stay stuck in this little bubble as much as it sometimes feels like that. Life goes on. The world moves on. Like, just take a social media break, whether it be a week, 2 weeks, a month, whatever.
All right, Emmett, thanks very much indeed. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Here's another lady called Emma.
Not sure I agree with you here, Jeremy. It doesn't make any sense. So in that case, if you put up a picture of the newborn, what about a friend maybe you have on Facebook that just had a stillbirth before? Like, what if you put up a picture out with your dad on the weekend? And what about that person that could have lost their dad? If you put up, I don't know, a picture of your bloody big steak dinner last night in a fancy restaurant, what happens if someone else is like, geez, I can't even afford to cook myself beans on toast? No matter what you put on Instagram can always be triggering to someone else. Unfortunately, I think people just need to be a bit more tough skinned. I know it's hard, but no matter what we put up, there's always going to be something that will trigger someone.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Nicola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nicola?
Hi, Adrian.
Well, Nicola, it is triggering for some women to see baby scan photographs online, so please don't do it.
No, it was done. Why should, right? My son was stillborn 11 years ago. He was 11 years past on Thursday, just gone. why should other people's happiness not count because I've lost my baby?
And well, let me ask you then, because it's a significant point in your life, do you not find it upsetting when you see people posting baby scans, for example?
Right, when my son died, I came off social media for 2.5 years.
Okay. For that very reason?
No, just for my own mental health. Just thought I tried to sort my own head out. I couldn't figure out like what day of the week it was, so I needed like a break from social media. You know yourself, you go on Facebook, you're going to see random stuff. Like, you know what I mean? So you'll always find something there that's going to trigger you. But no, someone else's happiness shouldn't be like hid away because I lost my baby.
And so again, I'm going to ask you, do you find it upsetting? Okay, you came off social media for 2.5 years. if you see a baby scan and a post delighted with life, I'm pregnant, I'm due in a few months' time, blah, 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 here's the baby scan photograph. Does that upset you at all?
No, so the day after my son's 4th year anniversary, my little brother came in and told me his girlfriend was expecting. No.
Okay, so even though what happened in your life was extremely painful, very difficult to deal with, had a major effect on your mental health, you still accept that other people have better news, basically.
Yeah. Just because like their post is going to trigger me, I can scroll past stuff on Facebook. Like, if yous are talking about something I don't want to listen to, I just scroll past as a post.
Mm, yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone has the option to scroll past.
Yes, you don't have to listen. You don't have to read a post. You don't have to look at a photograph.
Yeah, as soon as you see that, you can swipe past it. You know what I mean?
I know, but why do something that you did? And as I said, on our second born, we deliberately didn't put any photographs up at the early stages because we knew that one of our Facebook friends had recently miscarried. And why would you knowingly want to hurt somebody's feelings? You just wouldn't.
You're not well, okay, you knew your friend was pregnant or after losing the baby, but no, why should everyone go around with blinkers on and like hide their happiness because of something that's happened to you?
And Angela, let me bring you back in. So there's a lady who's been there, done that, worn the t-shirt and still doesn't have a problem with people sharing good news about a pregnancy.
I've been there Adrian, but what the tick people on commenting on this don't realise. Who on this has said, don't share your good news? Who on this has said, don't tell anyone you're pregnant? Who on this has turned around and said, keep that happiness to yourself? Nobody. Jeremy didn't say it and I didn't say it. All we said was, the pictures of scans, just don't put them up. It's as easy as that. Whereas everybody's losing their shit because we said don't put up a picture. I would never. I can't have kids. I've had a miscarriage. I would never take anyone's happiness away. Never. But the one thing that I would think for somebody else, not for me, is don't put up pictures of your scan. Because they all look the same anyway, don't they?
Now, she is right in that, Nicola. They do all look the same.
I never disagreed with her. Like I sort of literally just come on when you rang. I was scrolling through Facebook earlier, so I didn't hear what Angela said, apart from what she's just said there now. Why shouldn't people post their scan pictures? Granted, they all look the same, but why shouldn't people post about their happiness?
Because what I did say is, for people who have had a miscarriage, or people who have a stillborn, that's the last picture they saw of their child. That's what I was saying.
My son scan pictures in his memory boxes. Yes. I have pictures of him. Yeah, I don't post the pictures of him. Obviously, they're private. He's passed away.
Yeah, well, I have a problem with that as well, as people who do post pictures of stillborns.
Each to their own. Each to their own. Yeah, if that's someone's way of dealing with things.
But with the scans, I just don't see why it has to be up all over. Guess what? We're pregnant, the whole lot. That's fine. Do you know what I mean? Just don't put up the picture if it's triggering for people. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, the whole world is triggered by something now, Angela.
Oh, I know.
You could walk outside your hall door. You know what I mean? You've really been a trigger someone. You know that way?
I know, because Adrian, if you look at it, don't you put up trigger warnings every day about your show?
We do. We quite frequently do. But that's...
We're asked to, by the way.
Sometimes we're asked to, yeah.
I went down to have me rainbow baby 2.5 years after I had Jack.
Oh, bless.
Now he's here. He's a happy, he'll be 9 this September. So everything went grand with him. When I was told I was expecting him, I didn't tell anyone. I ran home, I told me ma. I was 33 when I had my rainbow baby. The first person I told was me ma. I was 8.5 months again, I told anyone else. I didn't post any pictures, didn't do anything. The next everyone knew, like I was after going back onto social media when I had him and I posted me new little bundle of joy arrived safely into the world. I was happy then, like, so, well, not happy. Well, I was happy. I was delighted he was after getting here safely. Why shouldn't I share that now?
Well, Angela, why shouldn't she?
Sorry, I missed that. I was reading something. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry, sweetheart.
What? No, oh, you're my grand. God.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
When I had the rainbow baby, I was off of Facebook. Yeah, it was 8.5 months again. I told anyone else. I was straight away when I told me ma.
Yeah.
But when I had the little fella, the first thing I done was posted a picture to say he arrived safely into the world. Why shouldn't I share that happiness with people? After being like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying by any means.
Oh, no, I am not saying that. And that's what I've tried to explain here with my feelings on it. Your baby boy looks totally different to every other baby boy out there, okay? When he arrived, put up your picture. A scan looks the exact same.
Every scan
looks the same.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that, but like...
They do. Scans all look the same. And that's where people go, where is that? And that's all I'm talking about. I'm not saying don't put up pictures of your babies. Don't put up pictures of your mothers and fathers that have died, anything. What I am saying is a scan, because a scan looks the same to every single person out there.
All right, but the difference is, though, Angela, it's your scan of your baby that you want to share with the whole world because you're so chuffed with the news.
There's certain things that should probably stay off social media, and scans, as I would agree, is probably one. Like, you don't see people, Adrian, you don't see people posting up that they've had a termination, do you? I don't know, Angela, have you ever seen a woman posting up that just had an abortion?
No, of course not.
Well, why not?
Well, I can tell you, I didn't put it up because I had a termination and I didn't put it up.
And why didn't you? I'm sure it never even crossed your mind that you would put that up.
No. That's what I'm saying. I just don't understand why people feel the need to announce these things like that when they know it's going to hurt someone.
Stay with me for a second. Our number is 0858252626 if you'd like to get involved in this. This is Mark.
Jeremy, you post pictures of your children. There's plenty of people who have lost their children, sadly. So should we not be allowed to post pictures of our children because that could trigger them? Same, someone could lose their husband or wife. No more pictures of your partners because that could trigger someone who sadly lost a partner. No, if it triggers you, stay off social media for a while.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Now, just going back to Mark's message that we played a moment ago, and Mark is saying, Jeremy, you post pictures of your own children online. That can be so triggering for somebody who's lost a child. End of. Do you even think about it?
No, can it though? I know for a fact that women who've miscarried get triggered by scans.
Okay, what about somebody who can't have children?
If you can
desperately wants children.
If you can
showing photographs of your kids online, which you do.
Okay, let's put that to Angela, who can't have children. Angela, are you triggered by pictures of my kids?
I'm not, there are sometimes, sometimes I'm walking through a shop and I'll see baby grows and I'll see that and I'm upset, of course.
Okay, what about this message? I don't own my own home. And all I see on Facebook is people putting pics of their recently bought homes. That triggers me.
Oh,
people shouldn't
thing.
Because
it's
other
not...
people can't buy homes.
It's not the same thing.
Why is it not the same thing?
Because it's not, you can't compare owning a home to losing a baby.
The point is, there are so many things in the online world that trigger people for different reasons. That's basically the argument.
Let's not compare home ownership to...
Anyway, you putting photographs of your kids, you don't see it as the same thing,
because
no?
Because I've never, ever spoken to someone who was triggered by that, but I have spoken to women who've miscarried and are triggered. So, can you find me... You find me a woman, Adrian, who's triggered by photographs of kids. You have Angela on the line there who says she's not triggered. So,
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
How are you, lads?
Good, thanks, Vanessa. What did you want to say on this?
I don't believe that anyone has the right to gatekeep someone else's happiness. I have empathy and sympathy for anyone who has lost a child, anyone who has lost a pregnancy, but that does not give you the right to dictate what someone else puts on their own personal social media. Social media is social. It is public. So the idea that you can then dictate, oh, you're not allowed to put something up in public, that doesn't sit well with me.
Okay. So as far as you're concerned, if somebody wants to share the happy news of their pregnancy, which is being confirmed with a baby scan, it's the first time that you have confirmation that your baby is developing well, everything's in order. You see no harm, nothing wrong in sharing that?
No. And let me just say, I have extreme anxiety and I have bipolar. So for me, going through my pregnancy, I couldn't get excited about my pregnancy because I was terrified of losing it. And the scan pictures, especially the 3D scans, the scan pictures was evidence that my baby was there, that it was real. And so for anyone then to tell me, oh, because someone out there has had a tragedy, I'm not allowed to celebrate with the pictures. I don't care if they look the same. It's mine. They might look the same, but they're not. That is my baby.
And that's the point that I just made a moment ago to Angela, that, whether you think they all look the same.
So it's a reminder.
You know that that's your child. You know that that's your baby in that scan.
Looking at that picture was a reminder for me that my baby is there. And that's nothing to do with anyone else. My profile and what I post on my profile is for me. It's not for you. So you don't get to tell me what to put up on it.
No,
I don't tell someone, I don't dictate how someone grieves.
You're saying the post.
So they don't get to dictate how
And you're saying the posts you put up on your social media are for you. They're not. That's a ridiculous thing to say. They're not for you. If they were for you, you just...
You'd look at your own phone
or you'd post it on your website. It's not for you. People don't post online for themselves. They post online for other people to show it. When people are away on holidays, when Adrian goes off on his cruise, the first thing he does is post a photograph of himself on the boat. He's not doing that for himself. He knows he's on the boat. He doesn't need reminding that he's on the boat. He posts it up to say to people, hey,
I post things.
Look at me. I'm on a nicer holiday than you are. That's what he does it for.
I post things up on my social media. One, to share that something has happened that requires me to post, that has made me feel something so impactful that I feel I have to post. And the second thing is that in my darkest days, and they are many, that I can look at that post and I can remember where I was when I posted it and what I felt. And it reminds me that joy is just around the corner. So I have a habit of breaking my phones, losing my phone. So keeping anything on my phone is not a possibility. So social media is something that I use as a tool to keep track of everything that I have.
So for those who find it hurtful, find it triggering to see a baby scan photograph online, what is your message to that person?
My message to that person is, first of all, it's not intentional. It is not about you. And second of all, I think you need help to deal with your grief, to deal with whatever it is that's triggering you. Because you deserve to be happy, and you deserve to be happy in other people's happiness as well.
Okay, so if you find a photograph of a baby scan upsetting to you or triggering or whatever word you want to use, you're basically saying go get help.
Reach out to people, whether that's a professional, and I think that's the best course of action, because that is a set up, a framework designed to help you through your grief or through your trigger. Find help. Ask for help. Talk to your friends. Talk to your family.
Okay, let me squeeze in one final call, and that's you, Jude. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Adrian.
Well, Jude, what did you want to say on this? It is triggering for some to post photographs of baby scans online.
Well, I agree with an awful lot with those ladies there that were saying they posted them on. Listen, it can't be that bad, because those social media companies have rules about what you can post. None of these posts are being banned. No one has been blocked on any of these posts for putting up these pictures of scars. I mean, triggering is subjective. Lots of people could be triggered by different things. The world doesn't stop, as one of those ladies said. So people should just get off the woke fucking bus.
And is that what it is? This is wokeism gone mad. People getting upset over a photograph.
Yeah, it's like a cancel culture. You know, woke. It's very subjective what people get triggered over, you know?
I know, but Jude, have a heart, for God's sake. Losing a child or not being able to have a child is an upsetting thing in somebody's life. That's a major thing.
It is to their personal life, not to anyone else's. So there isn't personally involved with them. So and the whole world is not personally involved with everyone else.
But hang on, Jude, do you not have empathy for
I think you're asking me that. I think you're asking the wrong question there to the wrong person. My empathy doesn't go that far.
Well, I'm sure it does. So hang on. If your sister turned around to you,
I said I'm personally involved.
Okay, say
that's my sister, not anyone else.
Okay, a woman that you work with says I can't have babies. I'm unable to have babies. You'd have no sympathy or empathy towards her whatsoever.
I'm not personally involved with her.
Oh, but would you not feel sad for her?
I personally wouldn't want her to be in that position, but I'd be indifferent. I wouldn't have any emotion towards her because I'm not personally involved.
So you wouldn't be emotional about someone being upset that they couldn't have a baby?
If I'm not personally involved, it's called attachment. But I just think it's like a cancel woke.
Okay, so to that lady, and the story is they'd been trying for a baby for years. They came heartbreakingly close. Two failed rounds of IVF, one round that resulted in a pregnancy, which devastatingly ended just a few days before the second trimester mark. So they lost that child. And she said she finds baby scan pictures triggering online and has asked social media users, especially women, to think twice before doing it. You're telling that woman who finds it really upsetting, you're just being woke.
She is being woke because other people, her situation is not the same as someone else who can have children and have babies and put up their scan. That's her personal situation. Why should everyone else have to stop just to walk around her feelings?
Because it's called empathy, Jude. It's called being human.
Okay. Why is it that the social media... these companies, why is it they don't ban or block people from putting them up?
No, because there's nothing illegal about it. There's nothing illegal. I take the point that you're making. Stay there for a second. I want to just squeeze in Yvonne. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Yvonne. What did you want to say on this?
I was in the same boat myself. We were told we couldn't have children. We've tried for years and years. And I get what that lady is saying. When I used to see posts going up, oh, I'm pregnant, and friends, family, the whole lot, it used to kill me, but I wouldn't expect anyone to stop posting them. It's happy news at the end of the day. I was happy for them. Fair enough, granted, I was in the background crying my eyes out, but I was happy for them. It's a happy story. Do you know, I'm delighted for them that they didn't have to go through it, or some people did go through it and succeeded and got pregnant. So
okay,
why
so you're able to be empathetic to their joy, basically.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't wish it on anyone. Like, and I understand the hurt that the woman is feeling because I felt it myself. Now, thank God we're lucky enough and we have two beautiful kids now. But at the time, like, we tried for 7 years for our first daughter. And, like, at that stage, friends were on their second and third baby and it was killing us. But we still showed up to all the parties, baby showers, gender reveals, everything with smiles on our face because we were happy for them. Do you know, there's no point in taking our sadness and putting it on them.
Nobody, Vaughn, I think it's very bad, very wrong that stuff you saw on social media upset you so much. So people posting stuff actually upset you, and that's not right.
Yeah, but in the same breath, she's saying...
I'm happy for them. I wouldn't want them to be crying and upset that they couldn't get pregnant. Like, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. the pain, and then someone, then even people you don't like, in their posting pictures saying, "Oh, I'm pregnant," you're still a little bit happy for them. Do you know, you wouldn't even wish
But I think, Yvonne, hearing it from your side of your point of view, that you saw these posts on Facebook and you cried your eyes out. I think by people hearing your call on today's podcast, I think they will think twice.
No, but in the same you don't need to stop just because of me.
But I would hate to think that a female friend of mine was lying in bed crying for an hour because of a post I put up on social media.
Oh, I guarantee it's a lot more common than you think.
Yeah, I would agree.
But
Yvonne is saying there's no need to stop it.
It's happy. They're pregnant. They're lucky enough to get pregnant. Share the news. Be happy for them. If you're not happy for them, that's just a different road to go down. Doing yourself more damage.
No, but I'm the type of person, I'm never happy for other people. No, but I'm not. I'm genuinely that kind of person.
But you just have to give it out to Jude for not having any empathy.
No, that's different. No, that's different. He has no empathy. I've no happiness. I literally, when I see people in
John, so somebody shares some really good news.
No, when I see people away on holidays,
you couldn't care less.
I hope the plane crashes on the way home.
Well, we all think that, to be fair. Well, unless it's us for holidays. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. You're a bitter, twisted man.
Share the news and be happy for them.
There's two friends of mine on holidays at the moment in Lanzarote, and they're in Puerto del Carmen at the moment. And I'm like, I hope that fucking storm comes back.
You're a nasty bit of work.
I am.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for your call, Yvonne. Let me squeeze in a few more voice notes before we wrap this up. This is Jess.
At the end of the day, it's your social media page. You can post whatever the hell you want. And if someone gets upset by it or triggered by it, that's their problem. That's because they haven't gone to therapy and sort themselves out. If it really upsets you, just keep scrolling. And if you're really someone's friend, you wouldn't be upset that they posted pregnancy news. You'd be happy for them. Like, I just think it's crazy that we have to downplay our happiness just in case we hurt a small amount of people's feelings. It's absolutely ridiculous. Get over yourselves.
And one final voice note from Keith.
Look, it's hard on people when they're having something bad to happen to them, childbirth or whatever. And it can be sad for other people, like, to see the pictures of other people's success going up. But at the end of the day, that's life. And even though for them people who didn't get a chance being a parent, or didn't get this, the child is stillborn or anything like that at all, why should people not celebrate the birth of their children? Celebrate the things that they put up. Like, anybody, why are people even questioning this shit now? Why do people say, "Oh, we feel bad someone else had a baby and we lost theirs"? That's terrible, yeah. But be happy for the ones who have the child, don't begrudge them. That's terrible if you begrudge them. They're only children at the end of the day.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Keith. And that's exactly what Yvonne said a moment ago. You're feeling triggered, Jeremy, on other people's behalf. You just heard from Yvonne. Even though it is upsetting, life has to go on.
No, but Yvonne's lovely. It just upset me that she was upset by a post that someone put up. But I genuinely, back to the other thing, I genuinely think I have a character flaw that I don't like other people's happiness. I think that is a character flaw. Like, when you post your pictures on your cruise.
Yeah.
Next month.
You wanted to sink. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.